Before praying the Angelus on Friday at the Archbishop of Rio's residence, Pope Francis had a brief encounter with 8 young prison inmates from different jails in the city. Our correspondent in Rio, Sean Patrick Lovett, followed the event and sends this report.
I wasn't there, so I can't tell you what I saw, but I can tell you what I heard from those who were, at Pope Francis' encounter with young prisoners, that is. There are no images of the encounter because all the young prisoners are minors, so you, like me, will have to use a bit of imagination if you really want to appreciate what it looked and felt like. The facts are these. There were 8 of them, 6 boys and 2 girls, and they came from 4 prisons in the Rio de Janeiro area. That's it. We don't know who they are, how old they are, or why they're in prison. What we do know is that they represent a category of person particularly close to Pope Francis' heart. So much so that he's confided how every 2 weeks he personally calls a group of former prisoners he worked with in Argentina. And of course, the pictures of him washing the feet of young prisoners in Rome's juvenile prison on Holy Thursday are still very fresh in our minds. The idea of meeting with prisoners here in Rio was his own. The fact of them being young simply reinforced the World Youth Day connection. They were brought to the Archbishop's house around 11:30 in the morning, and the Pope was there waiting for them. One of the girls was weighed down by the dozens of rosaries she was carrying around her neck for the Pope to bless, all of them gifts for her friends back in prison. This was the girl who read the Pope a letter from these same cellmates and sang him a song she herself had composed. Pope Francis chatted to each of the young people in turn. The word he used most often was courage, and he urged them to look to the future. He blessed their religious articles and signed their photographs of him. Their gift to him was a gigantic rosary they'd made using polystyrene. It wasn't the object in itself so much as the symbolism behind it that made it precious and significant. The key lay in the cross, which was inscribed with the words Candelaria nunca más, Candelaria never again. The reference is to the infamous murder of 8 young people between the ages of 11 and 20, almost exactly 20 years ago, on the night of July 23, 1993, as they slept in front of the church of the Candelaria. They were all street children, meninos de rua, and they were killed by the death squads. The beads of the rosary bore their names. Accompanying the young prisoners was the prison chaplain and a magistrate who's been following their cases. According to him, they will shortly receive good news in the form of some sort of reprieve or reduction of sentence. Perhaps they will be able to look to the future with courage after all. With Pope Francis in Rio, I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.
Sean also spoke with the director of the Holy See Press Office, Father Federico Lombardi, who was at the encounter with the prisoners.
Father Lombardi, as usual, you have the privilege of seeing things that we don't see. Certainly in the public imagination, the Pope's visit with the young people in prison was particularly of curiosity. What did you see? What was it like?
Yeah, not only of curiosity, but it was a very important moment of this trip, I think, and in particular in the intention of the Pope and in his love for the prisoners, because we know that this is not the first time that he meets prisoners, but he had a real friendship with young people in prisons in Argentina, and he has said to me that he calls by phone every 15 days practically a group of young people in prison that whom he is his friend, and therefore to have here a word you today, a day of the young people, in which the prisoners would be not present, would be not a real world view today for Pope Francis. And then there was a little group of 8 minors, 6 boys and 2 girls, from four different prisons here in the state of Rio de Janeiro. And they had the occasion to speak with the Pope with deep emotions and to let him bless his their image, the sacred image, rosaries and so on. Also for the companions, there was a girl with 50 rosaries around. yes, and they were for all the people. And another very important, significant moment was as they brought to the Pope an immense rosary done with these plastic materials, and it was in memory of a tragic event of Candelaria. It was an occasion of violence in which many young people were killed. And then on the cross at the beginning of this rosary is written Candelaria nunca mais, this is never more Candelaria, and on the little balls of the rosary there were written the names of the children and of the young people killed in this occasion. It was a very profound impression. The Pope had a moment of prayer, invited all to pray together, Our Father, and said the Pope with a very strong accent, never more Candelaria, never more violence, only love, never more violence, only love. And he had also encouragement expression for everyone of the present, saying, no, you have to look to the future, to be confident in the love of God, and not be afraid for your future. In this sense, I think these young people will bring with themselves a profound new source of faith, of hope, of love, of courage.